Okay, so this video, I had to just re-record it because it wasn't picking up my audio for some reason. Even though I'm only doing it off this little MacBook, man. It's like, I really do should get a camera. Anyway, I named this video The Female Al Bundy. And this video is really kind of aimed more towards at the younger groups of guys. If you're like maybe 16, 17, 16 through 22 years old, I'd say. So I just rolled out of bed and I was thinking about this girl. I mean, because okay, when I started college, I started at a small community college. Well, no, it was actually a big community college. It was a big. It was like, I think it was like the equi it was like the size wise, it was the equivalent of like some small universities. But it was a community college. It was a 2-year school, and I remember this girl who worked in a, this one specific girl. And I was just thinking of when I woke up today. This little small Spanish girl. This cute, cute, beautiful girl at the time. And you know, as you know, with most 2-year colleges in America, they have horrible graduation rates. So pretty much on average, I say 1 out of every 10 people you see are actually going to graduate out of there. And I graduated twice out of one of them. But yeah, I ran to this girl. You know, she and the story how it goes, how it always goes. When they're 20, they're beautiful. You know, they're constantly getting hit on, so they have their choice of men to pick from. And if you don't do anything to really stand out, you're just not going to get picked. So I never even talked to this girl at the time. I was 20, so I was like 20, 22. You know, didn't have anything. I'm not very tall or very athletic or anything. So I'm just not really going to stand out in this woman's head unless like. The only route I would have to go would literally have to be like some type of abusive type of thing to her type of situation. Because I had nothing to stand out. Either be abusive or give her every dime I had to get her attention kind of thing. So I never talked to her. And I remember like probably about almost 10 years later, because I started in 2009 and it's 2020 now. And I bumped into her not before I came back to Prague. And, you know, it was just how the story always goes. I mean, she still doesn't look bad, but she has a kid, and we start talking. It's like we remember each other, and yes, yeah, she never graduated. She's, I'm going to graduate this month, and you know, it's that same BS story. And see, these women are the Al Bundys. These are the Al Bundys of women. There's like I said, okay. When I say okay, first off, if you don't know who Al Bundy is, Al Bundy was on a show. Was a character on a show called Married with Children, and he was a guy who pretty much peaked. In high school, he reached it, the highest he would ever go in high school, and the rest of his life has just been sad and depressing ever since then. And it's a comedy show about it. See, guys usually peak, guys and girls, they both sides can peak early. Now, some very few they do get lucky, they peak and then they kind of like keep going later on in life, but most of them they peak in those years, and then after that, it's just a slow slope down after that. Now, like I said, now with these women, okay, first off, men usually peak in their early years when they were sports stars, when they played, and that's what Al Bundy was. He played football at Polk High in high school. And see, men usually peak off of those reasons. Because see, the reason why, and I'll explain that. See, men, especially the smaller town you live in, like if you're not living in like Texas or something like that, where football is a big thing, and like a lot of professionals come out of Texas in some way. If you play, like for instance, I went to a small school in Ohio. So, like the stars in that school, well, they would travel 20 miles outside that school and realize they weren't shit, you know. But in that small town, you know, they were the big dog. But as soon as they traveled 20 miles outside of it, you know, they was just another, you know, another dog on the block. You know, nobody, you couldn't tell them out from anybody else. And it's the same thing with women. See, when women are young and pretty on that little street corner, see, a lot of them, they get that reality check not too long after turning 18. And then they end up going out in the world and seeing, you know, actual beautiful women, you know, from all different ages. And then that reality check sets in. And a lot of them just self-destruct for in different ways. Some of them, they'll just say, fuck it, and just eat all the food and get fat and just don't care anymore. Others, will desperately work for validation again in that group of let's say people. And but see, while they're doing that, they're not actually intellectually growing. So for instance, like the girl I bumped into at the store years later, like they're still dressing the exact same way. They're still walking and talking the exact same. The only difference is now they got a kid because you know the women they have to get validation. And how do they get validation? By fucking. by getting guys to fuck them. That's how they get. That's how a dumb basic hoe gets validation. She has to start fucking, and she has to fuck the highest status guy she can get. So see, that's how women turn into hardcore thoughts in the world. See, they have to keep going after that next higher man, and then pretty much be his doormat to get fucked again, to revalidate herself that, oh, like, I'm still worth something in the world because, you know, this higher guy wanted to fuck me, even though, you know, she was pretty much just waiting hand and feet for him to come by. And see, that's how it happens, you see. And those women are pretty much out. Those women are pathetic out. Those are the female version of Al Bundy's. They're like, their time is just, it comes to an end. Most women's time comes to an end. I say out of every, in the reality of speaking, most women's time comes to an end around 18 when they graduate high school. I say out of every 10, I say in reality, realistically speaking, out of every 10, I say about 6 or 7 of them, no matter how hot they were, it comes to an end around 18. A lot of them are just going to flat out hit the wall at 18. Others are, like I said, they're going to go out in the world and see other beautiful women and then just self-destruct. Some are going to have babies like right around these times. So a lot of them, the reality in the world is a lot of them are going to just fall off. I say 6 to 7 out of 10 right off the bat. Cause see, there's so many people on the planet. Like that's what this can sound weird. It can sound like an overestimation, but you have to remember the world is a huge place. It's very huge. So these numbers, are in my opinion are about right. Out of every 10, I say 6 or 7 will completely fall off, usually from nobody's fault other than their own. Because like I said in previous videos, see, women, the most difficult thing for a woman to do is to be a genuinely decent human. That is the most difficult thing for her to do on the planet. Now, if women could do that, and then the numbers would go much lower than 6, 7. I'd say probably about 2 or 3. Because women would more rely on, you know, actual integrity in life instead of superficial things. But entertainment, we're talking about women. So every 6 or 7 are going to fall off. Like I said, a lot of them, they're going to think they're hot shit, and then they're going to go to Los Angeles for a year and then realize, oh, I can't keep up with these women. They're prettier, moving faster than me, doing more things in bed than I'll ever do. Oh, I'll just run back to Ohio. You know, and then they're back in Ohio in a handful of years max. And then they'll just, you know, disappear. And then they'll be hot shit in that small town again. Like the football star, the guy is a football star. His time is pretty much up. Let's see now that and this is a weird scenario. When the football star in your small town, you know, he's the football star, and then he travels, you know, 20 miles outside that city and realizes he's not that great. Well, he comes back to the town and that guy can never get that again, ever. He can never get that recognition. Now, let's say a woman in your small town, she was an 8 in that small town, but she goes to like Los Angeles, she drops to a 5.5. Well, as long as she didn't get super fat or something, that girl can come back and still, you know, still be in a realm of 8, 9, between 7 and 9s. And she can still kind of ride off that for maybe, you know, at best, you know, 10 years. As long as she doesn't get fat or skinny or wrinkly or hooked on drugs or something, she can still kind of get that recognition. And that is a benefit that women have. As long as they're, you know, relatively cute, smiling and fucking, they can still get, you know, some recognition. She just may have to lower her standards a bit, but she can still get it. Whereas like a guy, he was like, you know, the star running back for, you know, small school X in Oklahoma. Well, he goes off, he comes back. Well, there's no place for him to use that star running back skill from 4 years ago. He can't apply that anywhere, you know. So he just pretty much just gets forgotten, works in factories, and, you know, and it won't be heard of again. You know, he's just this abnormally big guy who's, you know, working in a factory, and everybody wonders what happened. Oh, he used to play football in high school. And then that's just as far as it goes, pretty much. And he's just done. Now, back to before I went on that rant, to the original topic was, okay, now, so six out of 7 women will fall off at 18. Just between 18 and 20, they're going to fall off in those years. Now, I say the other 3 to 4 that's left. Okay, a lot of these, okay, two of them will go to, I say two to three will go to college. Let's just say two. Two of them will go to college, right? One of the girls will wake up and realize, oh, she'll be the cow in the line that's getting ready to get slaughtered for its meat. And, you know, she'll figure out what's happening and then, you know, and run away from it. These girls are the girls who they find a spouse, shut the fuck up and stay with that spouse. Now, the other girl in college, like, is like the comedian I talk about, Nikki Glaser. She's the other extreme. She goes to college. She realizes, oh, there's men who are about something, and now I'm legitimately in this league of man. So I'll just keep climbing up higher and higher and higher with men until she figures out one day she's 35 and she's and her primary means of earning income has to do with her having to talk about sex for 3 hours straight, and they just can't grow out of that. You see, so those are the two who go to college usually. Now, for the two who didn't go to college, these are the more sadder cases because, okay, they didn't go to college. They probably were not the prettiest girl, but they were still, you know, they were skinny. They had a little pep in their step and, you know, flowy hair, but they weren't the prettiest girl. So this girl, these two girls, from my experiences, these two will usually work in places like Starbucks or some independent coffee shop, or the best case scenario, these girls are usually working like a call center type of thing. If she's really intelligent, she may make her way into working as a child care provider. She may end up being like a preschool teacher or something. But no, now you got to have a bachelor's degree, I think, to even teach preschool now. So she can't even do that. She'll linger in those worlds. And unless a guy who did something with his life is like super low self-esteem or something like that, he won't really mess with her. So she's kind of always stuck with dealing with these guys who, you know, guys she really doesn't, okay, guys a woman really doesn't want, a guy who, you know, probably works in a factory or something, which I'm not bashing working in a factory, but you got to remember, I'm talking about a woman. Women really don't want those guys, especially if they're like kind of cute still. They really don't want that, but it's the best they can do. So they're kind of like just stringing him along because it's the best she can do until she can find something better. And it's like those women, they really end up in just sad, really sad situations. They really do. Like the women who don't pretty much just play nice girl from 18 on up and find a decent guy and just work on strapping them down. The rest of them, it just ends in a very sad story, man. It honestly does. Because like I said, I remember, okay, when I was back in the States for a few months, I came across a few girls who I went to school with. One girl's working in a bank as a bank teller across the street from my flat in America. And it was the same sad, pathetic story. Like I said, we went to college 10 years ago, and she's working as a teller in a bank. Now, I'm not bashing her for working as a teller in a bank. Shit happens. Life happens. I get it. Okay, you got to get a job. You got to eat. I'm not bashing her for that. But what I'm bashing her for is because when I went there, I had to put I wanted to get some quarters. I forget why. I think I had a buddy of mine needed quarters to do laundry or something. So I went and got him quarters. And she was working in there. She wouldn't have gave me the time of day in college. Would not have looked at me in college. But I mean, she had to see me because we went to the same school. And we got to catching up and some kind of way it came up, like graduating from the school, and she never graduated. And it's been 10 years. And you know what her response was? Oh, but I'm going back to school this fall, though, and I'm getting ready to graduate. Like, bitch, this was a 2-year degree. It's been 10 years. And you're ready to go back to college this fall, though, to get the degree. Are you like, see, the reason why it's so bad is because, see, people who've been in okay, if you've done the whole college thing and you know what I'm talking about, like, you know how pathetic that is for a woman, for someone to still hold on to that past theory of, oh, I didn't finish, but I'm getting ready to get my degree this December, though, and it's been 8 years like for a 2-year degree. Like do the math. Like, this person's not graduating. Okay, now had she just owned it and accepted it, then it would have been a problem. But the fact that she's still trying to fight for it, you know, and getting you to believe that she's still going to do something about it, That's the desperate, sad, pathetic part, in my opinion. That's what made it pathetic. And it was just like, it just gets really awkward, man. And pretty much like once women get over 25, like it's just, it once females get over 25, it and once they get over 25 and they legitimately like did nothing with their lives, like nothing added up, it gets really pathetic. Now, some of them, they get careers and jobs. Now that, okay, if a woman's over 25, she has a career, she, you know, she probably has a college degree and she's working. It's awkward. They're awkward after 25. Their whole existence on the planet is like, it doesn't really fit in anywhere. They're just awkward. But if they didn't at least get a career and an education and they're just single over 25 and just like existing, see, now it's just pathetic. It like their existence is just pathetic, because that, like, if you walk and then watch their existence, one day they're baking cakes, the next day they want to be a seamstress, the next day they're, you know, then like, but and their main schemes are always these minuscule dumb shits, like that doesn't add up to anything. Like it's not like they want to start a business or something like that. It's like they take on these little dumb crafts. their whole existence is just pathetic. Like a good friend of mine, his wife's sister is the same way, man. Like most women, women when they're under 25, they're used to getting away with life because of what they were when they walked in the room. They were, you know, woman under 25, and now she's her and her sister, both of them hitting 30, and her sister, man, like it's the same thing. Like she didn't got fat. She, you know, what I'm saying? She like. Okay, every woman's gonna have a beta orbiter around her. Just accept that. I know she has a beta orbiter somewhere, and then she's holding out to wait for, like, you know, a better guy to come in and swoop her in and take her. But like, it, like her life is just pathetic. She's like, and all when they get over 25 and they've done absolutely nothing, like their whole existence is just pathetic. And all they could be, the only thing you could use them for is a pump and dump. You know, and I wouldn't even give her the classification of a feminine Al Bundy. I would say she was a feminine Al Bundy, but she just wasn't a star. She was, she can get something because of what she was, because of what she was. You see, but like she was just I ended up talking to her. Like I ended up having to talk to her because I hung out with a buddy of mine, and his wife is her sister. And all those women can be used for is pump and dumps. That's at best, and that's even if she's even good enough at that. You know, when she's 30, a lot of them, like I say, they fall off early. But I feel like I'm ranting now. I'm gonna let y'all go.